So this is Andy Salt with Sarah Hounslow, who's a new addition to the staff team at St Paul's, and I thought we'd have a chat and find out more about what she's doing and why she's here. Hi Sarah.
Hello.
Now, why did you choose a career in children's work? Because that's the kind of stuff you're going to be doing at St Paul's, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed. From a young age, I used to love having neighbours around to the house, and we used to put together dance routines for Christian music, and I would come up with little colouring in pictures and things like that, all really important stuff. But that's kind of what triggered it off. Uh-huh. And then I got involved as a youth worker for an organisation called East to West, and from there I did children's work, and they said that I should carry on doing children's work, so I started up my own children's worker role at a church, and in various other churches going away with them, and it's kind of gone on from there. I enjoy it. It's something that I know God's called me to do.
Is that a real vocation for you?
Yes, definitely.
So tell me a little bit about your background then. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Sunbury, in around Sunbury.
So not so far away?
No, not too far away. And what else can I tell you about? I went to school in Sunbury as well.
Well, how about, tell me more about your family, because you are married with children, aren't you?
Yes. I've got two boys, Will and Alex, and a very loving husband called Jason, who works up in London. We like to sit and play Lego together and go out on the bikes together, and We're a very busy family.
It sounds like it. So you're sort of fitting the role around the family.
I think because I love working with children so much and I enjoy children so much, I think that the two kind of fit together quite well.
So tell me, what is your role at St Paul's then?
My role at St Paul's is outreach children's worker.
Okay.
My job too is to go into schools and do assemblies and eventually start an after-school club. To build relationships with families and children in the area so that we can increase our numbers in our church.
Sounds wonderful. And how's it feel so far? You've been in the job for, what is it, about a month now?
Yeah, just over a month. I started on the 1st of September, and already I've done my first assembly, which was acceptance, and I took some cupcakes in, which I'm a big fan of doing cupcakes, and put a few sprouts in, the really pretty ones, to show the children that what you see on the outside isn't always what's on the inside, and that we should accept everyone for who they are.
Sounds like some good lessons going on. Well, what are your sort of plans for developing that role over time?
I'd like to do more outreach events. I've got the Glow Party that's coming up at the end of this month. And that's an alternative Halloween, which I think is very important for the young children. I think a lot of the children can get quite scared with what's going on around them, but to be able to have an alternative, to know that God is bigger, which is what my talk is going to be about. God is bigger than anything we're scared of. And I'd also looking forward to doing a Who Let the Dads Out, which is unlimited bacon butties for daddies and children.
Now that sounds like a good one. I like that one.
And a few games and toys to keep everyone entertained, and newspapers if dads just need to quiet 5 minutes. And the other thing that I'm interested in doing is a snowball, which is our outreach party. Most of the staff already want to involve their children or young people into it, making it their Christmas party, but also to say bring a friend along with you too, and plug future events for our new year.
So what would be sort of a snowball? Can you talk me through it?
A snowball is a winter wonderland kind of look without all the Christmassy Father Christmas and things. Mm-hmm. But we'll be able to maybe have a little God's or a little assembly in it, but a party just to celebrate. I mean, Jesus was born at Christmas time and we celebrate Jesus. And so to be able to share that with everyone and be able to say, Christingle's coming, you're going to end up doing a Christingle at church, we've got a great nativity and all that kind of thing. It's a brilliant way to have outreach. Snowball, we're going to have, hopefully get a snow machine.
I thought Christianity was supposed to be boring.
Not at all when you're involved in children's work.
Sounds hectic. I was at Free Zone last night. I kind of know what you mean. All right. What would be a perfect day for you then?
A perfect day for me would be maybe something in the morning with the children, like going swimming with them, because they absolutely love it. And then maybe the afternoon off, if possible, so that I can go and have afternoon tea with some friends and just chat and catch up. I'd love to do that kind of thing.
Time off with kids, very limited.
Yeah.
What's your strategy for dealing with the not-so-good days?
I've had a few of those recently, and my strategy has been, I can't do this without you, God. And I've just stopped in my path and just prayed and said, I'm giving this to you because I know that I can't do it unless you're in it. And I've seen great results from doing that.
So you really believe that without God that you just couldn't have got through those times?
Oh my goodness, I think God allows us to go through these situations so that it makes us stronger, and we say, wow, because I relied on you, I'm a better person because of it.
So who's your sort of hero or heroine then? Are you going to say sort of Jesus or something?
No, I'm going to say Connie, and she's my friend. She's 87 years old, and she still does a home group at her house for 7 to 11. And she's just such an inspiration to me. She lived out in South Africa, and the stories she's told me of how God protect her left, right and centre, and I really believe that God has done exactly the same for me. She's like my surrogate nan.
Oh, it sounds like a really nice lady.
Yeah.
Now, more on this dispelling the myth that Christians are boring. I'll kind of spring this one on you. I've not prepped you for this question, but we've kind of been through all our stuff at church, and they all seem pretty exciting to me. They've all done some interesting things in their lives, and I'm sure you have too. So what kind of, can you tell me about some amazing experience that's happened to you in your life, or some kind of activity that you're involved in that's kind of not quite the norm?
A God activity we're talking about.
Any activity that you've done, just in your life.
An activity that I've done in my life that people can't believe I've done is a bridge swing, which is I can't even know how tall it was, but it is a viaduct bridge.
Yeah.
And I jumped over the edge of it with a rope tied to harnesses that were on me and swung through the arch. It was the scariest thing I've ever done, but the most exhilarating thing I've ever done.
That sounds like a sort of bungee jump with a real difference.
Yeah, you kind of free fall until the rope catches you and then it pulls you through the arch.
Scary moment. Definitely not boring. I can say Sarah's definitely not boring. So if people would like to or need to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can contact me on email, which is childrenswork@camberley.co.uk.
stpaulscamb.co.uk. Yeah, so it's childrenswork@stpaulscamb.co.uk. Or
they can phone me on, I'm just looking for the number, sorry. They can phone me on 0778 999 5274.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. It's been great to talk to you, Sarah.
Thank you.